The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for most of central Illinois starting at noon today. Shambano weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has been tracking this storm all week. He says the frigid temperatures and high winds are the biggest dangers over the next couple of days.
Yeah, much of the severe impacts with this storm system will come on the backside of an Arctic cold front that's going to be sweeping through right in the middle of the day, probably pretty close to noon is what it looks like right now. So on the leading edge of this, we will see some southerly winds, a little light rain, maybe some flurries early in the day. That's not really part of, you know, the major impacts. That comes again midday. We'll see the wind shift out of the west-northwest. They'll become rather gusty. Our temperatures will drop from the lower 30s quickly into the single digits to near 0 degrees, and that will transition over to a period of snow there that may be heavy at times briefly, but the bigger problem then comes with any snow that we do see accumulate. Again, we're expecting very minor accumulations, but it'll be blowing then through the afternoon and evening hours on Thursday into the overnight, and then likely through much of the day on Friday. So it will be quickly a quickly onsetting event here midday on Thursday.
And it sounds like the bigger risk here is not really, like you said, that the snow amounts. It's more the wind on the backside and what the wind will do to the snow that we do get.
Absolutely. You know, the biggest danger here is going to be the temperatures and then the wind that's going to be blowing the snow around. So again, we're talking about maybe an inch or two of snow accumulations. That's nothing. That's nothing for us to shovel off of our sidewalks here and for the plows to get plowed off of the roads. But you keep 35, 40, 45 mile per hour winds blowing there, and the roads are going to get covered as quickly as they're plowed. And then it's going to be dangerous for us to be out there shoveling, you know, our sidewalks and driveways, and to be out there driving on the event or the unfortunate event that you're able to or happen to get stranded.
And then the other part of the cold temperatures, Andrew, is that, you know, that makes it that much more difficult for crews to keep the roads clear. Oftentimes they use salt to try and melt things, but with the cold temperatures we're talking about, that really doesn't work.
That's right. Yeah, we get down to these cold levels, again, talking about air temperatures below zero, the salt loses its effectiveness. That's much more effective when we're closer to freezing. And again, that's when, you know, we'll see the road crews trying to get the snow cleared, trying to get the ice cleared. Another thing we haven't talked about here is any rain that we see fall on Thursday will be freezing on the roadways there. So slick conditions, even with minor snow accumulations, and then it's going to be difficult for the road crews for about 48 hours, thanks to those strong winds and the very cold temperatures, making it hard for them to do their jobs.
So when will things really start to calm down with those winds and with those temperatures?
On one hand, we'll be in a little bit of a wait and see with the winds and the visibility. It's going to come down to how much snow we see. We'll expect the low visibility and the treacherous travel conditions to continue through the day on Friday, even without new snow falling. As we get into Friday night and Saturday morning, the winds will start to come back slowly, but we're still going to be talking about winds gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour through the day on Saturday. So should we see that inch to 2 inches of snowfall, we're still going to see those blowing snow conditions and reduced visibilities out in rural areas. As far as temperatures, we'll hit the bottom here on Friday morning. That's when we'll see our coldest temperatures, but we'll stay near zero, if not a few degrees below zero, Friday night into Saturday morning. We'll start to warm up Saturday, getting above zero, and then as we get into Sunday and Monday of next week, temperatures really start to rebound. We may even see temperatures overcorrect to be warmer than average as we get into mid and late next week. So there's a little light at the end of the tunnel. We've got warmer days coming, but it's going to be 48 hours of really dangerously cold temperatures, winds exacerbating the issue, and then snow on top of that. Any snow we see is just going to be insult to injury.
Anything else our listeners should be aware of before we wrap this up, Andrew?
No, I would just say if you're in town, you know, there may be a difference here as we get the snow and the winds going between in urban areas versus in rural areas. So as we go through Thursday night into Friday, if you live in town, don't be lulled by the lack of the snow accumulation. And again, it's very possible we may still see the grass standing up in our lawns here. This is not a big snow event, but don't let that lull you into thinking that travel is going to be okay. You get out into the rural areas, onto the interstates here, they're going to be snow and ice covered. There will be patches of, you know, at least patchy areas of zero visibility out there. And if you become stranded out there in these very cold temperatures, it could very quickly become a life-threatening matter, not just for you, but any first responders who are tasked with going out and rescuing folks. So if you have to travel because of an emergency, that's understandable. But If you can, just stay home Thursday and Friday, and hopefully we'll get things going again for Saturday into the holiday weekend.
That's Champaign Weather Meteorologist Andrew Pritchett, and we'll continue to share the latest information on this winter storm at IllinoisNewsroom.org.